It's now time for the Ned and Josh podcast.
Look, this is not my idea of a good time.
All right, strap in. Here we go.
Welcome into the Ned and Josh podcast for another day, and now let's get down to business.
Wowee.
I am shitted.
You are, or
I
you
am.
Have?
No, I am shitted. I wanted to swear because I wanted to be, I wanted to carry some gravity with what I'm about to say to you. You filled in for me while I was away at trivia, and you did a better job than me.
How do you know?
What the hell is that about?
How do you know?
Because I hosted it last night, and a person came up to me and told me, Ned is better at this than you.
Okay, I think...
You did, you went above and beyond.
Okay, here's what I think has happened, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Because Michael was there, so maybe he can attest to this if you ask him in your private time. I think you bring a vibe that is that of Batman.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Makes people feel safe. It makes people feel like they know what they're doing. There's a lot of rhyme and reason. There's rules to be followed. I brought a Joker-esque vibe to trivia.
Which people loved.
Yeah, well, apparently
people were all about it.
I don't know how they loved because I didn't even tell you this because I don't know if I wanted to. Mm. But last week I stuffed up the scores to a point where I had to start over again.
Oh, no.
And by that point, people started leaving.
Oh, my God. So, people were leaving before you'd said who'd won trivia.
What happened was...
How late was it?
No. It wasn't that it was late. It was that I wrote... So, what happened... I did it 2 weeks. The first week, I wrote all... Like, when I'd done marking, I wrote them down in, like, the descending order. So, I could just read them out easy.
Yeah.
The second week, I got way too confident. And I was like, I don't need to write them down in ascending order. I'll read them off the page.
Mistake.
And I went, essentially, this is dead last. This is first. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I just realized all the suspense is gone.
Whoops. Here's second last. And then people started realizing they'd lost and left.
Yeah,
so, whilst people enjoyed the energy, I also think that some people were quite frustrated with it as well.
Apparently, you played different games to the games that I play. I just want to know where you get off. Like, what? This was to hold down the fort. This wasn't to upstage me.
Yeah.
It wasn't to make me look lazy by comparison, which is probably the most egregious part.
Yeah.
Because this trivia gig is pretty sweet. I go there and I read questions
and I was
have a bit
life.
Of a joke and but you doing a better job means now I have to do a like why did you do this to me?
Because it was exciting. Like for you, it's your like week in week out job. So like by this point, it's understandable that you see it as a job. For me,
don't say I'm phoning it in. I'm not
saying you're phoning it in.
I'm subtly saying I'm phoning.
Well,
it in.
Well, you can read into it however you want. But I'm saying that you are like you're there every week. You know what you're doing. I was so excited that I was like, let's see what I can do. I didn't even tell you this, actually, and I told Michael.
There's so much of I didn't even tell you this. I gave everyone chocolate frogs.
I did actually give every team vouchers because I forgot to hand them out during the game. And so I was like, everyone wins. I was like Oprah. I wanted to film.
You are the worst. I asked you to hold down the fort.
Yeah.
Not become Santa at this trivia.
At the end, I was like, who wants a prize?
All you need to do is write a letter to the pub saying that you prefer Ned to host this every week. It was a coup d'etat.
Okay,
trivia.
Guys.
Hostile takeover.
Let's get this chant going. Ned. 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 Are the Olympics this year?
Yep.
Okay, great. Very exciting.
Paris.
Paris. Very, very exciting. I can't imagine that the people of Paris will be stoked because, by all accounts, don't love tourists.
Well, the other thing with the Paris Olympics is because the world's so into reusable, and it seems like it's going to be a huge pain in the ass for people who live in Paris.
Yeah.
The whole thing's just happening in Paris.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the aquatic events are going to be happening in the river. The opening ceremony is taking place over the whole city. Like, it just seems like, basically, if you live in Paris, stay indoors for the Olympics because everything's an Olympic venue.
Go on holidays for a few months.
That's
or
what
something.
I would do.
I don't understand why they don't literally do it in the middle of nowhere. It's like, I get that they want tourism for France, but
they
like,
did talk about this. They talked about building an Olympic place that they'd always do the Olympics.
Because every year or every 4 years, it seems like the country is always under an immense amount of pressure to be like, we're building it around a functional city.
Yeah, no, that's it. So I think, I reckon, and because what Greece probably, this was maybe 15 years ago, was having huge economic troubles.
Yeah.
Just make it Greece.
Yeah.
Make it where the Olympics were from, and every single 4 years, we just go to the same place.
Exactly. I would love that if we all met at, like, we'll call it Mount Olympus, and we all have to go and perform up there. I love that. But
I love how you're saying we'll all go.
You're
ready for an Olympic call-up at any
point. The people of the world.
What sport are you
going? I'm just going there to be a part of the vibe, but maybe
right.
Shot put.
You just have a feeling.
Yeah,
you'd
but
be good
I think about it.
It
hurdles. Anyway. NBC is doing something that I can see the good in it. I would never sign up for it, though.
What is it?
Obviously, imagine if you were a parent and one of your kids was in the Olympics. Like, that is got to be, like, phenomenally impressive. And so you'd be so proud. You're on the world stage. No matter where you place, I think it's like you were on the world stage at one point.
Yeah, it is incredible. It is incredible, yet also to me...
Yep.
I can make it not impressive. So you tell this story and I'll tell you how I make being an Olympian not impressive.
So NBC has decided to do something. Everything's about ratings. You've got to get people watching because it's like everyone, well, not everyone, you have to buy the rights to it, but a lot of people are putting on the Olympics.
Yes.
Also with YouTube, you can pretty much get it wherever you want for free. So you've got to have a different angle. NBC is deciding that they are going to put on the coverage of the Olympics heart rate monitors on the parents. And so you'll be able to see their heart rate while their child is racing.
You can tell the parents that love their children.
That's why I wouldn't do it, because you're setting me up for failure. What if I don't care? What if, like, because, like...
Every major achievement I've had in my life, I feel like my mum has been more excited than my dad.
Yeah.
So, like, watching that actually happen...
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be tremendous.
I hate it, because sometimes I, like...
No, I love it.
Sometimes I care about things and I don't think I actually care about them, but I say that I do and I think that I do, but I don't know if my heart I do.
This is the closest we've gotten until we get to the point where you can put electrodes in your brain and, like, read your thoughts. This is the closest we're getting to that.
Yeah. You know what would be worse is if they set... Because they can have those... You can put on goggles and it, like, kind of scans where your eyes are looking.
Mm.
Do that for the parents to see if they watch their kids or watch the kid who's winning.
Yes. Oh, I love all of this.
It's like, let's see how much you care.
Apple Vision, we could do that for sure.
100%. Oh. It already exists. So just
if I was a parent that knew that I didn't care, I'd go eat like a big bucket of chicken or something. Just make my heart struggle a little bit before I get into the stadium.
Just pound. Like, all right, we're going to set you up for... that. I don't know if they probably won't drug test the parents, but they're like, all right, guys, into this room. We're going to set you up for heart monitors.
15 energy drinks.
I will go to the toilet and shotgun 5 Red Bulls and come in and be like,
God, I'm excited.
Yeah, Ben Bruard's father's having a heart attack and he's in dead last. Why?
He's so ashamed. He's overwhelmed.
We will never recover from this as a family.
And on that note, now I can make Olympics not impressive.
Yeah.
It's just school sports that have never stopped. You've gone from inter-school to interstate to national. It's just the athletics carnival, but you just never stopped. So I'm a full-grown man. Adult.
Yeah.
Adult human being.
A full-grown man sounds like you're a Pokemon that started
fully
as...
fully evolved.
Started as baby, went to teen, now man.
Yeah, man. Full-grown man.
Great.
I discovered something about myself the other day that is probably not something you would attribute to an adult series of thoughts, but at the end of the day, I had them, and as we've established, I'm the fully evolved Pokemon version of myself.
You are a Charizard of yourself.
I don't like the idea, and I can't actually do it, of separating stuffed animals from a store. So, for example, when we were on holiday just last week, Carrie, my partner, really loves Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Of course.
There's adorable. A girl Stitch. I didn't know this.
Yeah, the pink one.
The pink one.
You didn't watch the sequels.
No, I haven't seen any of the sequels. Yeah.
Do you know about the sandwich Stitch?
No,
who just
don't.
Like makes the big sandwiches?
No,
he's my favorite.
Yeah,
I loved him.
Can I be clear?
sorry.
This is about the fact that there is a girl Stitch.
Yes.
I didn't know that. We have Stitches at home. We have a couple of different Stitches. We have Japanese Stitch, who was won by you in Tokyo at a big arcade place.
And he's drinking from a coconut.
Yeah, we've established he's a little off. I don't think he's an official Disney mascot.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. So we call him Japanese Stitch because he's from Tokyo.
Yeah.
I wanted to get Japanese Stitch a girlfriend because I was like, there's a girl Stitch. Beautiful. Let's bring girl Stitch home. That'd be fantastic.
Much like Olympics.
Cute little twins.
It seems like boy and girl Stitch are like your house mascots.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how every Olympics they have like the mascots that come along with it.
Sid, Millie, and Ollie.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yours are Stitch, and we're yet to find her name.
Yeah.
Female Stitch.
Female Stitch.
Pink Stitch.
I could not find a pink Stitch in Disney World.
What?
That wasn't next to a boy Stitch.
Oh.
And I couldn't separate them.
Yeah.
They were all positioned next to each other in the merchandise stores, which I think is actually genius, but I'm also a 33-year-old grown man, and I couldn't bring myself to separate two stuffed animals because I was like, they're already in love.
Yeah.
I can't buy one and not the other.
Yeah.
I couldn't find one of them on their own.
Yep. And it's so funny because they're not selling them as a bundle deal, are they? You have to buy them individually, but they're putting them together. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, that's very funny. You know what? I'm here to... I want to make fun of you, but I have the same thing in a different way. You know how I, like, hate... I, like, never buy stuff. I have such attachment issues that if I think about wanting something for too long, I'm like,
I don't really want
why
it.
Why do I actually want it? No, mm-hmm. no, no, I'm good. The only time that that's overridden... And it doesn't happen as much anymore because I guess I'm not going to toy stores as much as I used to. But certainly, like, early 20s, this was a thing. If I went and I picked up a toy and I was like, this is pretty cool. If I walked around with that for more than 5 minutes to the point where it's like, if I put this down, there would be, like, heat from my hand on it. I'm like, I can't not buy this now.
Oh, it's yours now. You're like, Andy.
I'm Andy.
In the Toy Story world.
And this toy is like Jessie when she's like, oh, my God, I'm going to get bought. Like, oh, my God, this is it. I'm going to my new life. And I'm like, imagine if I put it back and was like, see you later, champ. I can't do it. So it's the same way. We're putting personalities into inanimate objects.
I'm glad. I'm glad that this is the fact. And you know what? Disney don't do things for no reason. So I'm sure that's why they position them in the store next to each other. Because probably a lot of people think the way I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that you've just said this, I now know that this is anthropomorphizing toys is a pretty common thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's better that you have the one where you're like, oh, it's going to... I'm saving it from the store and it's going to come on a brand new life to me, where I just assume that all toys next to each other are married.
Yeah, you're breaking up happy families. Yeah.
I really worry that there are times where I'm too cynical. Like, just I see the cynical side of things. You know how people, like, an optimist or a pessimist, or is being a cynicalist a thing? Like, when you just everything, you're just a bit like,
you mean a cynic?
You know what pisses me off about that?
Let me write this on a board.
Obviously, now I look like an idiot. And that's fair. I look like an absolute idiot. Yeah. But Ned initially wasn't going to say that.
I wasn't.
I saw it in your face.
I wasn't.
And then midway through the joke you were going to make, you went, oh my God, there's a word.
There is a word.
Oh, Josh is an idiot.
I actually know the word. Every time I get one up.
So you didn't know it either for a second.
Every time I get one up over Josh, just know I'm as excited as you guys. I'm like, oh my God, my brain's worked. Oh my God, this is going to come together.
I worry I'm a cynic.
Okay, good.
And the reason I worry I'm a cynic is because one of my favorite actresses, Mariska Hargitay, she is making news right now on the internet because she has done an amazing thing. She plays Benson in Law and Order SVU.
Yes.
The show's been going forever. It's phenomenal. She's great in it. She even directs episodes now. She's just the best. But the point I'm making here is she plays a detective. Actually, I believe she's the captain of the precinct.
Anyway, she's probably been promoted up.
Does not matter.
Yeah.
The point here is she's making news on the internet because a kid came up to her in full Benson costume, so the badge and everything, because she'd lost her parents. This is just a random kid. They're filming on location.
Yeah.
Has come up and thought she was a real police officer and has asked for help. And they've gotten the parents back to the kid, and it's all well that ends well. But it's because she's playing a detective.
Yeah.
The kid was like, well, safety, that's a police officer. I'll go ask for help.
God, you got to win like an Emmy after that. If the general public, and granted, it's a child, so like they believe in a lot of stuff. But like the general public is like, that's a detective. Yeah. That to me is a detective. Yeah.
Well, you put
how good you're acting.
You put on an outfit and sit on a chair at a shopping center. Kids go, oh, okay.
Children are willing to believe pretty much anyone in a uniform.
I think she deserves an Emmy because of her brilliant acting on the actual show. But the thing here is, you might be thinking, why am I cynical?
Yeah, why is that? Where's because the cynic part of
this
there?
Story is so wholesome. It's so lovely. And it's just really, really nice. I read this story. My stomach did the normal human thing of like, oh, for about 3 milliseconds.
Mm.
And then my brain went, where's on-set security? How does a kid just walk up to one of the biggest actresses on television and ask her for help when they're filming? Like, where's the security for the set?
Where's quiet on set? Where's the quiet on set guy?
Where's the guy who's supposed to be going back?
Sounding.
Stand back. Sorry, we're filming. We've got a permit.
Exactly.
Where's that guy?
Yeah, exactly.
A child has just walked up to the principal lead actor of the television show you're filming and has asked for help.
Yeah. Look, we'll find your parents. You're also being fined for disrupting filming.
I just don't know why my brain works that way, where that's the first thought I had. Where's security?
Yeah. Also, how many feelings are coming from your stomach? They're all coming from your brain. You went, I felt it in my stomach, and then later in my brain. No, it was all in your brain.
Been eating American food for 2 weeks. A lot of feelings are coming from
your
my stomach.
Your brain's like, I know where the sustenance is. I feel like the first two podcasts is just going to be me like catching you up because I've been here for a while.
You have, yeah. And I've been overseas for those who maybe have just joined us today.
Yep.
Welcome back in.
This actually involves something that happened while you were overseas, a favor I did for you that I didn't want to tell you because...
This favor, I'll just explain it in a nutshell so that you can then tell whatever story you're going to tell. I sold my e-scooter, which was so difficult for me to do because I didn't want to do it, but I needed the money. So difficult for me to do that I sold it while I was in America and had you hand it over to the person that I... You did it all. You did all the back end work.
I managed it all.
Put the money into my account, thank you. But I just came back to a scooter being gone, which was easier on my heart.
Yes. And look, I had no problem coming and getting it because I don't live very far from your house and it just required me just like essentially running 40 minutes worth of errands. That's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the interaction I had with the guy who sold it and why I can't believe that...
He bought it?
He didn't reach out to you and was who was that?
Oh, no. Why can't you just represent me normally any of the things I've asked you to do?
Okay. I think I've actually thought about it long enough because you've been gone for 2 weeks, so I've sort of had enough time to reflect on what happened. I think I try to break the ice with humor, and quite often people are like, what's your problem? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, this hasn't gone well.
The humor's not necessarily where it needs to be to hit a successful mark every time.
Now, you don't have to say this, but how much was it? How much did you sell for it?
$550.
So it's like not... No.
It's still retail, by the way, for like $1,200.
Sorry. It's a great deal, but it's not no money.
No.
Okay. So
it's a bit of money.
Yeah, it's a bit of money. So I go and get all the stuff. I collect it. I go and get like some keys and pick it up. In the key bag that I go and get is like a charger. So I'm like, oh, this is obviously meant to come with the thing. No worries. I get to the location where I'm meant to sell
this. Obviously, if Carrie's listening, thank God you did that. I did tell you to get the charger. I know.
But when I opened the bag, I was like, oh, charger. Yeah, great. Yeah. That makes this a lot easier. Anyway, so I get there. I've got this guy's number and I'm messaging him and I'm like, hey, I'm already late. So I'm already hey, man, I'm like 10 minutes late. Sorry about this, dude. So I show up late. Then I get there and I don't get the scooter out of my
car. Can I ask a question before any of this?
Yeah.
Did you make it clear you weren't me?
Yes.
Thank God.
Okay. I was like, hey, I'm just sorting it out.
Yeah,
like,
good. Okay, yeah,
but trust me, if I didn't clarify beforehand, it was very evident when he showed up. So I get there and I'm like, hey, dude, I'm in the same shorts I'm in now. So I'm like, hey, I'm the guy in the pink shorts. I have, by the way, no scooter with me. It's in my car. I'm not getting it out. So I'm just like kind of walking around looking. I'm essentially, what was that show that used to be on? Like The Fugitive. I'm looking around for The Fugitive who is this
guy?
Where is he? He shows up. He's like a... Did you see him? He's like a mid-50s blokey dad.
Oh, good on him. Yeah.
So he gets out of his car and he comes up to me and he's like, you Josh? And I was like, no, I'm Ned. But I'm just like, I'm selling it for him. Immediately, he's like, okay.
Yeah, that's sketchy.
He's like,
that's sketchy.
Mm-hmm. He comes over to it and he's like, so it's all good to go? And I go, I don't know. This isn't mine. but... You have my number, so if anything goes wrong, message me. He goes, has it got the charger? And I know for a fact it does, so I can happily go, it does have the charger. He goes, is it a Segway? Because it just says 9-bolt on it. Yeah. I don't know if that's
It is a Segway.
It is a Segway. Yeah. I didn't realize 9-bolt's like an offshoot. It's like
9-bot.
Sorry, 9-bot. It's like a Toyota.
That's how much I'm upset about the scooter being gone.
It's like a Toyota Camry. It's like, the Camry part is the 9-bot.
The Segway's the Toyota part.
Exactly.
You're right,
so
mate.
He goes, is this a Segway? And I go, I don't know. I don't think so. It says 9-bot. And he goes, okay. And he goes, just $500 or $550 cash? And I go, yeah. And he goes, is it charged? And I go, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So I get out of my car, I give it to him, and I said, again, mate, you have my number.
Yeah.
And you have Josh's number. If anything goes wrong, just reach out. I'm sure we'll be able to figure something out. Okay? This guy at this point is like, I'm being scammed.
Yeah.
Like,
there's not a champion to stick with this at this point. Maybe, can I present a theory as to why?
Yeah.
He's gone, well, this guy's honest. Yeah. He's super honest.
He's too honest.
He's actually not trying to swindle me at all.
Yeah.
Like, he's just telling me the stuff he straight up doesn't know.
So, I give him everything and I get my car and I reverse out. He immediately, as you would imagine, tries the scooter.
Yeah, fair enough.
He unfolds it and gets on it and starts going around. As I back out...
God, was he smiling?
He was smiling.
Because it's great. So good.
And you've lost it. A real treasure.
Yeah.
As I'm driving away, I wind down my window and I say to her, and this is... I should have left it. Left it and it would have been fine. He was smiling and immediately he lost his smile because he's like, oh, I am getting scammed. I go out the window. He's like zipping around the street and I go, so far, so good. Am I right? And he goes, huh? And I go, so far, so good, and give him a thumbs up and immediately... loses his smile and he's and looks down at the scooter. Like, I'm like,
it's going to fall apart.
See you later.
Thank you for making it clear you weren't me. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
I really shouldn't have used my name either.
No, yeah.
We've spoken about it on the podcast a couple of times. A lot of stuff is finally entering the public domain. So, like, Steamboat Willie, Mickey Mouse, well, not Mickey Mouse, but Steamboat Willie has entered the public domain.
Yeah.
Batman in like 15 years is all ours.
Yeah. We can tell Batman stories.
Yeah. Well, we could be like, hey, this is the mascot of the show, Batman.
Yeah. Batman is the official, but it's the weird 1930s Batman.
Yeah.
And he can't have any of, like, it's not the Batmobile. Yeah. It's not like, yeah, it's just Batman.
It looks like Batman and he sounds like this. Yeah. Yeah, stop that joke.
Stop the crime.
Yeah. I've got Robin with me. Yeah.
It's a lot less cool.
But
I am vengeance.
Yeah, I am the knight. Yeah. A lot of other intellectual property is entering the public domain. And the thing that seems like the easy way to get a bit of cash out of it is make a horror movie out of it.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
the Steamboat Willie thing, that entered the public domain. And straight away, there was a horror movie about it. The one that's been like a little bit it's been around for a while, and a couple of other characters have entered the public domain. Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, there was a Winnie the Pooh horror movie, wasn't there?
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Yeah.
It was
bad combo.
Yeah, really, really bad combo. But that was just like, Winnie the Pooh entered the public domain, and so they were like, well, we don't really have to think about this, so let's just do it. Jagged Edge Productions.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who put it together. Now, everything...
They're the ones that did Shawshank Redemption, aren't they? The Godfather trilogy? Jagged Edge Productions?
I thought you were going to make a Jagged Edge, like the band joke.
They did
like
the Alanis Morissette musical.
That's correct. That's them.
That's Jagged Little Pill. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Everything nowadays is becoming a cinematic universe. It's like,
yeah, okay.
It's almost in nauseating. Mm-hmm. So you had like your DC ones.
So nauseating, a new word's been invented.
Yeah, in nauseating.
In nauseating.
In nauseating. I'm hearing too much noise. So you have your Marvel, your DC, but then even like, I don't know, like Disney is just like, oh, here's Ariel. It's like, why? Mm. I don't know. There she is.
She's in another movie now, yeah.
It's just such an easy way to make money because it's like, hey, instead of having one character in this movie, what if we have all of them in this movie? Jagged Edge Productions have decided that, you know what, making just one or two horror movies is not enough, okay? What we're going to do is start the monsters assemble and essentially collect these IPs that are going into the public domain and make horror movies out of them and make a cinematic universe of like these.
Where like Mickey Mouse is in it with Pooh Bear.
They're calling it the Twisted Childhood Universe.
Oh.
But that's not what they're calling it.
Oh.
What they're calling it, so their biggest character is Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Winnie the Pooh is their shining star. He's their Iron Man, Captain America. What do you said, oh no, what do you think that they've called it?
The Pooniverse?
That's what it is. The Pooniverse? Go back to the drawing board, guys. It can't be the Pooniverse. Because that's actually how it's spelt, Pooniverse. Like, if you're starting your franchise, don't know if that's the way you want to start it. I don't know if that's the name you want to attach everything to.
If Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey didn't make the Walt Disney Company furious, now calling it the Pooniverse is absolutely going to send them around the bend.
Would you like to see the trailer? Here's the poster for the Pooniverse.
In fairness, it's spelt P-O-O-H-N-I-V.
They have been very careful with the spelling.
Yeah. It is time for us to bring the podcast in for an end. Can you just quickly look at me and say, you are looking at me, I can't believe we've decided to come back from holidays on a week where there's a public holiday smack bang in the middle of it.
I can. That seems like the most decision ever.
What would be the most us decision ever is to just go, well, write this week off as well.
I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah, why didn't we just stay on holiday?
Let's just not post this one and say we made a mistake yesterday. Hey, that one wasn't meant to go up. Sorry.
You know, we should have done that in the intro, not the outro, because now we've done all the work.
Also, all of the promos for the last 2 weeks have been like, they're going to be back on Monday. Damn it!
We need to look at a calendar. Yeah. You know, we don't need to just do this day by day.
Or just have some with a little bit of forward thinking involved in the team.
I just think maybe at this point, we just hand this whole thing over to Microsoft Outlook and just let the paperclip decide when we're on.
Tell us, Lord Excel, when do we record?
If we're trying to plan our calendar in Excel, that's probably why we're so bad at organizing everything.
I actually don't know what Excel is. I don't think I've ever used it. That's not a lie. I couldn't use it. When people use it as a calculator, I'm like, how? Isn't it just Word, but with grids?
I didn't know what a cynic was earlier episode. I'm not.
Let's
all take our licks today.
Bye.
Well, that was the Ned and Josh podcast. Make sure to find the boys on socials. Just search at Ned and Josh.